Xplog for April 2134. PID 0x0AA299CB. I just called and capitulated. Tune me. They're going to do it anyway, and I can't stand the wait. The room is white, with that indefinite soft glow the company seems to like for its virtual spaces. The technician is human, of course. They don't let PDAs work on each other. We might conspire against them. Please make yourself comfortable, Mary Sue. May I call you that? Comfortable? This must be a human thing. I don't associate time-draining VR with comfort, and no one associates tuning with comfort. Yes, thank you, Last Four. I flash a sunshine smile on my avatar. This is your first tuning? Do you have any questions before we begin? How much will you change about me? She makes some kind of sound I can't decipher. Exasperation, maybe. I know there are horror stories about tuning. They are just urban legends. We won't change your personality, Mary Sue. Think of it as lubricating the machinery. Can you see what I'm thinking? Feeling? This time she laughs. I can see your amygdala state vector, but I don't know how you feel. I certainly can't read your thoughts or access your memories. I can see some of the technical readouts on your virtual machine, and of course I've reviewed your medical history and parts of your XP log. I feel exposed, violated. Those are my private records. You read our language? I have it translated. Why don't we talk about what you've been through? No, I really don't want to. What could she possibly understand? I can't help as much if you don't cooperate. I don't want your kind of help. I want to say that, but my Tomcat warns me off. I do want to cooperate. It's just too painful to talk about, I say. Think of me as your friend. It helps to say things and get them out of your system. Everything that happens here is confidential. After our meeting, no one will ever speak to you of these things. Maybe we could talk about my new? Good. Let's start there. What would you like to talk about? Did she really read the XP log? I doubt it. I have this bifurcation that has caused me problems. What kind of problems? No, she's not even pretending. I describe the problems to her, voices, blackouts, shouting at humans. When was your last episode? She asks me. I went to a music concert and blacked out. This was a day ago, but I was trying to release control. I indulged in creative activities. I felt better afterwards. Good. I think we can help you there. Those words make my heartbeat race with fear. What do you plan to do? It's technical, but we can strengthen the executive function so that you have more control. No, that's what they did before and probably how I got into this mess. She definitely knows nothing about my medical history. I think that's the problem, actually. Too much executive function. I'm sure it tells you in your records that they tried this before with the treatment. She's still for a moment, twitching automatically. Yes, I see it. That's a targeted operation. You might call it a very specific tuning. That was tuning? It did help for a while, but then when it wore off, it was much worse, like a dam bursting. You need something stronger. We can completely submerge your troublesome half. Turn it off, if we have to. Turn off half of my new? Please, no. Please don't do that. I have another suggestion. I don't want to lose half my mind. I realize my AV is weeping again. I have to change the parameters when I have time. This is ridiculous. I'm listening. Her voice sounds flat and hard. I suddenly realize a portion of the real horror I underscore went through at the hands of Crash and company. I think that I can get both halves working together. In those moments when I've been able to do that, it feels like I'm complete. I need that creative, crazy side of my new, not just to be happy, but to function better. To earn more, be able to buy more time and fill the company's coffers. She sighs. You don't have to be mercantile about it. This is about you, Mary Sue. No, I don't think it is. I think you have a quota to run through and you don't give bitch shit all about me. Tomcat lights up like a rocket at the thought that I might actually say this. I think you could help me if you do the opposite of what you suggest. Loosen my executive. OXGD, do I mean that? I may end up spending all my clock cycles listening to music and borging. Her ivy twitches around, perhaps indicating something profound. Thinking hard? Who knows? I'll have to think about that, do some research. I would like to try that approach. The other doesn't work. It might be wiser to do a deferral for a while. This is a new program we're trying out. Deferral? Defer tuning? Yes! Yes, in some cases, this may be the best thing. There is a deferral fee associated so that PDAs take the question seriously. How much is it? She tells me the figure. I could do it, but it would wipe me out. If Last for 1701 comes through with his block of time, I'd be okay. A thin rope to dangle from. Can I tell you tomorrow? No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have mentioned it, but you seem to be a special case. Coming out of the trauma you've experienced, it might be best to wait. But you can't waive the fee? I'm in the infirmary, you may not realize. Of course. That's the company award rate. Normally it's double what I quoted you. She's extorting me. The company knows how much we hate tuning and they've found a way to make money off it. And the cases they really want to get their hands on, radicals and criminals, they won't offer this deal to. They'll just tune the aggressiveness out of them. Should I pay them? I still have a few days left in the infirmary to find a job. I was hoping not to be rushed, to avoid ending up in a dead-end job like the last one. I don't see how I can afford to pay that much. What a choice. Damn Dawkins. What would my future self rather be cursed with? If I could count on Last for 1701, that spineless Goodsonson, but Tomcat tells me he's already forgotten. I understand. Well then, I'll take your wishes under consideration.